You want me to explain it to you? Yawnings, groanings is not your regular speech.
Amen.
It's called articular speech.
Okay.
Your articular speech is your regular speech. But this is groaning. Oh! And it sounds funny. It sounds like you may have maybe having a baby or something. Oh! And many of us don't want to go there. I heard my wife howl a few times. Ooh, just keep me away from that. Groanings. And the Holy Ghost. Now look what happened. Can I teach you just a little bit and close it out? See, the Holy Ghost knows that language. You don't know it. It's coming out and groaning, but he knows exactly what he's giving you to groan with and for. Now watch what God do. And he that searches the heart. Who? And he that searches the heart of men knows what is the mind of who? The Holy Spirit. What his intent is, because the Spirit does what? Intercede and plead before God in the behalf of the saints. How? You read that. How? According to and in harmony with God's will. And what did God say about that? If we ask anything according to his will he what?
Hear
us. And if we know that he hear us, we know that we have the answer. And you don't want to know, you don't want to become familiar and come aware and learn about spiritual things. You want to stay unlearned and let the devil run over your house, run over your children, run over your life, run over your finance, run over your health, run over everything. Or you want to become knowledgeable and help yourself and help other people. People that's in trouble, your loved one, family members. You don't know how they just gone wild. And you don't know what to do with them. And you get out there and join what they're doing. They just so wild. I don't know what they're going to do. They ain't going to help them. That's not going to help them. You have to preach, teach, pray, say a different thing. Just saying what they're doing, how bad they are, how crazy they are, that's not helping. You helping the devil keep them crazy. You want to say what God said. They're saved, they're delivered, they're set free, their power, the devil is broken. And the works of darkness stopped in their lives. They're born again, they're Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and full of God. That's what you're saying. And that old crazy spirit dealing with them, you call his hand.
Amen.
In tongues.
Yes.
Groaning. Travailing. You stop his work. And you break his power. Hallelujah. And after a while, they won't be looking so crazy.
All right.
They won't be out of control.
Yeah.
They'll come and say, Mama, Daddy, Brother, Sister, Grandpa. Something happened to me. Yeah, I know something happened to you. Because I've been in the presence of God. And I know the God that's in me is greater than the devil in you. And I stop him in his track. I call his hand to a halt. I tell him to stop his work in your life. You belong to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just walking around talking about, oh, me, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's not going to help the situation. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to yield to the Holy Ghost. I'm going to spend time in the realm of the Spirit. I'm going to spend time in the presence of God. I'm going to spend time letting the Holy Ghost teach me. I'm going to spend time letting him give me something to say that it will change the situation. Woo! Hallelujah. That when I preach and when I teach and when you preach and when you teach, you'll get results. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.